I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. In Gary DeMar's God and Government, Volume 1, he writes this about the family government. The family must be the child's first school. The family must provide basic Christian teaching rather than turning all education over to the church or school. This means daily instruction in the Bible, prayer, and worship. School and church should supplement these family activities, not replace them. Parents must be overseers of their children's education. Parents must start schools or school their children at home and thereby take direct action for their children's education. This means paying for the services directly. Where parents are dissatisfied with the quality of education presently received, they can demonstrate their displeasure by enrolling their children elsewhere. The family should provide a training ground for future leadership. Church leadership is cultivated in the family. The church leader must be one who manages his household well, keeping his children under control with all dignity. But if a man does not know how to manage his own household, how will he take care of the church of God? Civil leadership also develops out of family leadership. The choice of rulers in Israel was based on prior leadership in the family and tribe. The family is closely tied to private property, and the abolition of private property requires the destruction of the family. Private property is attached to the biblical mandate of dominion. The property tax is one of dispossessing families of their property. Property values can escalate while income remains constant. This happens in times of civil government-induced inflation policies. Christians should vote against property tax hikes and work toward tax reduction in all areas. Now, these are my words. What Gary DeMar wrote on pages 30 and 31 in his God and Government, Volume 1, makes irrelevant whether your local civil government school is quote-unquote good. It's impossible that your local civil government school is good, in light of how its mere existence is repugnant to Scripture. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.